everybody. Welcome to Girls Night. Previously on Girls Night. Connor, you're a bitch. Oh, shit, my phone just fell.
This could not have gone off to a worse start.
Yeah, sounds like you're the bitch.
Hey, come on.
Not to break the fourth wall.
Oh, my phone fell.
Not to, then don't, Tommy.
Well, first, you're supposed to be saying previously on, and then you just said you're a bitch.
Well, neither of you were popping in with anything. I felt the pressure. It's
popping
all
in
on
with
me.
Anything? It'd been 3 seconds.
There's no time for dead air. This isn't your act, Connor. We all can't just sit and wait.
Hey, you know. You know, some of us like to build tension with the silence.
You're as a dramatist.
Dramedian.
No, I'm a humorist more than anything.
Oh, shit. Oh,
like that's the Borowitz report.
I'm a humorist.
Oh,
boat
fuck.
Act.
All right,
the
let's
Borenstein
try it again.
Bears. All right, previously on Girls Night.
No, the person is. Wait. I'll do it. I'll show you how to do
okay.
it.
Oh, show me how to do it, Tommy.
Previously on Girls Night, Connor revealed his alt-right past.
Oh, no. What I'm saying is, we're the ones who started this country. You like it, don't you?
And Connor talked about his green card marriage.
Yeah, we had 90 days. I met her in we fell in love in 30. We got 60 to hang out.
And Connor wouldn't let anyone else talk.
Guys, shut the fuck up, okay? No, I got this. No, I don't care.
And Tom saw a rat. That was it.
Red bullet. Oh, guys. So, big update on the rat door. We talked about the rat door. Yeah. Weekend Live update.
Yeah. Breaking.
I can't wait to get an audition for Weekend Live. Oh, I'm opening for Mike Birbiglia this weekend
at
the Comedy Attic. I don't think that this will be out in time. This is going to come out
next
Monday.
So, how was
it? Oh, man, what a dream. Sold out show. Mike, though, kind of an asshole.
How many times did you think?
Oh, I thought more than twice, and he chastised me for it.
He kept asking you to sleepwalk with him?
Yeah, but I'll be... it's too late. We're releasing the next episode. We're releasing the episode we just recorded. It doesn't matter.
Thank God for jokes,
no,
right?
No, we're recording this live.
Oh, man, this is my secret public journal, if you ask me. I went in the rat door. I don't think did we talk about the rat door last episode?
I think that's not canon yet.
Oh, let's make it canon.
We have a rat door.
Let's make it canon like Nick. Oh, yep, there we go. Downstairs in the basement that Jordan and I live in. Jordan did this. There's a room where there was a couple of rats, and rather than deal with those rats, we put a sign up on the door that said, rat door, don't come in.
Well, in all fairness, it's just like a utility room that we have no use for.
I mean, there's a lot of storage space in there.
Yeah, but it's not like there's like a couch and we have a plasma
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that's
we're
true.
Like,
that'd
well,
be funny.
We can't use that anymore.
That'd be funny if we just shut down the living room. Well, oh, we saw a rat in there. Or like, we saw a mouse in the bathroom once and we were just like, no more bathroom. Shit outside.
Yeah,
go to Starbucks.
I hope it was Jordan that wrote it, because if not, the rats might have.
Oh, shit. Yeah, don't come in. Rats in here.
Occupado.
I like a rat. We've talked about that, because I had to smash a mouse the last episode. But we have
Previously
on Girls Night.
Tom loses his ethics.
Stomp. Curb stomp.
You curb stomp?
Yeah, curb stomp. I took it outside.
You put its mouth over the curb.
Yeah.
Put its little mouse mouth over the curb.
It was like, woo-hoo.
More like American History X Terminator.
Oh, shit. Pew! We need those air horns for the show.
Points.
This is my new show at 4:30.
When you're just a little high.
Where the points matter. Your high is just kicking in. Connor, are you high this time?
No, I'm not high this
Connor
time.
Were you
sober.
High last time?
No, I ate an edible right before we did it, and like right when we got done, it kicked in, and it was tight.
It's great because Connor doesn't remember all that fucked up shit he said last time.
No,
previously
I remember
it. On Girls Night, Connor's high.
Connor, you're high.
Connor, you're high.
What?
What kind of edible was it?
It was just a hard candy.
See, here's my problem with edibles. This is one of my famous bits.
Shit, hot take.
I'll from time to time, but it's all kid food.
Guys, I'm a fucking cop. I fucking forgot.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
What, you want like
go.
a marijuana sandwich?
I want like a weed cob salad. That's what I want.
Just sprinkle it on top.
I think they have like seasonings probably that are weed that you could probably put. Like, I feel like there's like butter and stuff like that.
There's
like,
definitely butter. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm just a grown man. I don't want a lollipop.
So get some corn. On the cob, put it in that weed butter and have yourself a nice little.
Here's my thing about, like, especially like the hard candies or lollipops. Like, every time I've seen someone have one or they like give me one, they're like, don't eat the whole thing. It's like, so I had to like cut a hard candy.
Yeah. How do you do that?
And
yeah.
I'm like, this is, I feel so dumb.
I like when it's like on a ring pop and you're like, now I just look like an asshole. Like, I don't want to do this.
I wish bartenders would do that. Like, give you a shot and be like, don't take the whole thing. You only need half. Believe me.
Don't do this all at once.
This is going to kick in about 2 hours. yeah, it's very weird, wacky stuff. And,
yeah, bartender.
I'm not a big edible boy. Yeah. You guys ever smoke that wacky tobacco? yeah, it's edibles never sit well with me. Maria just did one right after the podcast, actually, and I had to like babysit her. It was really fucked up.
Well, she is.
But that's
I mean, I
that's a synonym for dating.
I did put it in her bottle, so it's kind of my fault.
Charlie's Angels 2, full bottle. I got
and then I put her in her playpen, and she's doing all kinds of weird shit in there. Coloring all kinds of weird.
Yeah, she's like, Tom, why is the sky blue?
She it's colored like the dark side of the moon. was it on here where we were talking about how the Dark Side of the Moon matches up with Pink Floyd's album? anyways, back to the rat door. So our solution was to put a sign on the door, or the rats did, that says, rat door, don't come in. I had to go down there earlier to find our roommate's snowshoes. We were on a search, and I was like, I'm going to open the rat door. And I did. There's nothing in there.
Who's got snowshoes?
Yeah.
Sonia.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, Sonia was afraid to go in there?
Well,
she a damn Inuit?
The fuck is
Inuit?
Inuit, isn't that like a software for taxes or something? yeah, I yeah, there's nothing in there. Part of me thinks Jordan just put that up there so he can go jerk off in there.
Oh.
And nobody will come in. Nobody come in. Rats in here.
Maybe there's like an old Italian mobster who squelched on everybody in there.
There was a rat in there one time when, because that's where the gas meter is. The gas guy went in and there was a rat. So I think that's what made it the rat door. I think it's more, because I mean, we all know.
Yeah.
But I think it's to warn like the guy.
The gas
who comes
guy.
In.
Did he get scared?
Yeah, I think he.
What
I think
a
there
bitch.
Was a shriek.
Should have just stopped it, Doug. Yeah, previously, the rat door guy makes a scene.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm not ready to be a father.
Oh, man. I was going to say, speaking of the previously on things, have you guys ever watched a show where it's like they'll remind you not only of, like, the last episode, but every commercial break, they remind you what you just saw?
No, what show is that?
You haven't seen that? I realize it's just for old people, because my grandma can only watch those shows, because she can't keep, because she's stupid.
Is it, like, soap operas?
No, it's, like, murder shows. My grandma only watches murder shows.
Oh, they do catch up so much.
Like Matlock or something like that?
Not Matlock, like, it's, like.
Like reenactments.
Yeah, reenactments. Like, those type of shows where they're, like, and then Jesse thought it'd be safe to go home with.
Yeah.
I was watching one with her, because she just likes people to sit in there with her when she's watching shit. She gets very lonely and sad, and it's a sad existence to grow old. This has been a fun podcast. We're all going to be there one day.
Yeah, we should make a podcast for old people to listen to.
We should. That's what this is now. Previously on. There was one where I was talking to her and the whole thing, because they're all murder shows. So there's some pretty graphic shit, but this one was all BDSM people, and they were doing like S&M shit, where they were explaining like the torture gets them off and stuff. And my grandma's like 80, and she's just like, "Wow, they're."
but it was like a reenactment.
Yeah, so they're showing people spanking.
Actors pretending.
Yeah.
They know how to do BDSM.
But it is like really sexual, and they're in like thongs and spanking each other and shit and killing one another. It's really
sounds like
sound half bad.
Sounds like your grandma is 50 Shades of Grey hair.
Oh, you get the fuck out of here!
Talk about his grandma fucking.
Now, Connor, what kind of cuck shit are you into? We were talking earlier about how Connor's girlfriend is going to come over. We're going to emasculate her, or him in front of her.
Yeah,
we're going to emasculate her, too. I'm emasculating everybody now. I don't
I
give a
it.
Shit. We're gonna emasculate Connor in front of her, but then he'll just get turned on and come harder or whatever.
It's a double-edged sword.
This is locker room talk right now, I feel like.
Welcome to locker room talk.
Locker room. Locker room talk.
Previously on locker room talk, Connor describes the perfect boobs.
What do they look like, Connor?
Well, there's two of them, and
ooh,
they look like
problematic.
Next time on Locker Talk, Connor describes the perfect ass. And?
Yes, and, Connor.
Looks like an apple bottom, right?
Are you T-Pain?
It's like two apples.
And what are the perfect boots like, Connor?
With the fur.
Oh, okay, cool.
Avec le fur, as the French would say.
Oh, man. My neck, my back, my pussy, and my act. Those are the things I love the
what
most.
What are four things you can find at a Home Depot?
Weird,
wacky stuff.
And pliers. Weird, wacky, and stuff. And pliers.
A rat door, Connor Dillahanty, and a cuckold video. What are three things you can find at Tom's apartment?
Oh, boy, what a time. This is really a TNT dynamite hour, man. That's us. Hell and yeah. Connor's dynamite.
Yeah, I'm going to explode.
Oh, shit. Now, oh, shit, we haven't done a Connor's qualms in a while.
It's because I've been so happy.
We should do a Connor's
one,
qualms.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Connor's qualms. He's fucking pissed.
Connor's qualms.
Why does he exist?
It's more like God's qualms.
Qualms. Connor's qualms. He's about to unload. Connor's qualms. Now watch him explode.
I went to the doctor's office because my insurance wasn't. They said it wasn't covered, so I went. So I went to the office where I went to a checkup. They're gonna make me pay for this physical. So I went, and when I went, I walk in the door and I just try to walk straight to my own doctor's office. But the guy at the front was like, no, you have to check in here. And I was like, well, I'll just go see the guy because it was on another floor. I was just going to go up the floor. But he was like, no, you have to check in here. So I had to wait, and I checked it on the first floor. And actually, they fixed the problem, like, just at the first floor. So I don't even have to go up to the second floor, like, originally. So, I don't know, it worked out.
Connor's qualms. He's fucking pissed. Connor's qualms. Why does he exist? Connor's qualms. He's about to unload. Connor's qualms. Now watch him explode.
Next time on Connor's qualms.
Connor's qualms. He's fucking pissed. Connor's qualms. Why does he exist? Connor's qualms. He's about to unload. Connor's qualms. Now watch him explode.
Previously.
Oh, shit. I was trying to give you time to think of one.
I thought that you, like, that was the whole bit.
Oh, well, that works. That's fine. Guys, what have you been up to? I feel like I'm hogging all the... The thing talking about this rat door over here, my grandma. Ooh. Tommy, who are you?
No.
Who are you now? You're
what
a million.
Am I up to?
I don't know about how you feel about this, but I feel like you're a million different people from one day to the next.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah, I don't feel that way about myself, but you can't change.
You know, I did some laundry this morning in the snow. You ever do that?
Oh, snow laundry.
It's not good.
Yeah, did your laundry get all wet?
Do you have a hamper that's covered
at
the
top? So you
know
what I did?
What are you doing?
Want to hear some American ingenuity right here?
Please.
I used my luggage instead of a hamper.
What are you, Elon
More like
Musk?
American ennuity. That's like
ennui?
Ennui. Yeah, that's what I was trying to get to.
Sonya's ennui, right? Isn't that cool?
I think Connor's on weed.
Ooh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Ooh.
Previously, look. So you did some snow laundry. You did some American ingenuity. Yeah, I have had to do it in the rain, and I had to pull my car up like it was a weird drive-by or something.
Yeah.
Get in the fucking car, bitch!
Throw it in!
But it's all just me yelling at myself. Yeah, it's hard. People don't talk about that. What is the solution? I should have Googled what to do. Like, if it's raining really hard. I feel like snow, maybe not so bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Mary Houlihan said today, I saw.
Yeah.
And I was
yeah.
like, that doesn't seem like
I don't, true. She lives in a fantasy world. But wait, I got to say something. Yo, literally the sexiest picture of me that's ever existed got
you
taken last night.
Oh, yeah?
Nick Nanny's Instagram.
I saw it.
All the dick princes. Check it out.
Hey, dick princesses, right dick princes. We never had a dick prince on here. Dick Prince died last year.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Also Dick George Michael.
But yeah. Yeah, so if you're listening, go to Nick Nanny's Instagram and comment, Girls Night brought me here. You were right, Tommy. You look great.
make that a hashtag.
Yeah.
And if you do that, tweet at us, Tommy's Dynamite.
Wait, Tommy, it's not this gross picture of you with your shirt off, right?
Gross? Are you kidding me?
It's not this horrible one, right?
Previously on, Tommy talks about his sexy pics. I just look great.
If you don't like the
remember,
pic,
I lost
us.
Weight.
If you don't like the pic, tweet at us, Tommy back Nahara.
Actually, if you don't like the pic, send in a sexier picture of you, but in the same pose.
Yeah.
And also check yourself into a mental institution, because you're fucking bonkers.
But do that right before you wreck yourself.
Hey, my grandpa was bonkers. He got checked into a mental institution.
They told me they were taking me to Temptation Island, and they took me to Shudder Island.
Your Honor, I plead bonkers for my client.
I feel like nobody knows what Temptation Island is.
I think about it all the time.
It's so wacky.
Oh,
it doesn't exist anymore, right?
It was just a bunch of hot people on an island.
I think
it
was
called
on
a Temptation
Fox.
Island. It was on
but
Fox.
They were couples. And the whole point
was
there's
like
these
cheat
hot
on your
people
girlfriend or
like,
whatever,
hey,
yeah.
I bet you're tempted by these fucking super hot people. And people would fuck other people would bang out other people.
So wait, were these people like like they're kind of like prostitutes, right? The actors who are like the tempters.
Yes! Right? Yeah.
But
they're
I think
tempters.
They're also like partying and
but
prostitutes
like,
don't party.
They're like,
their
I
whole
think they're
job
like
there
foreign
is,
too.
Is trying
be
get
a home
these
wrecker.
People to fuck
isn't
you.
The idea that they are of the island? Like they're natives.
Like aboriginals. The
yeah.
They're colonizing this island.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's all these hot people just live on Temptation Island. Where is Temptation Island?
I think they had cruise. To pay taxes to Temptation Island.
There's no income tax on Temptation Island.
Dude, we should bomb Temptation Island.
Oh, my God. I didn't think you'd
hey
go there.
I think we need to nuke them.
Someone's still bitter about
this
relationships.
This is how Trump could win me over.
Look, hey, Tom, were you
I'm
on
very,
Temptation
I'm
Island?
I'm a very jealous boy.
Did
yeah, my
leave you?
My look, I didn't want to tell this story. I never wanted to tell this story, but that's me and my fiancé, we were very confident in our relationship. I asked her father for her hand in marriage, and she said, or he said, well, she was trans. it was before it was PC to talk about it.
What, pretty cool to talk about?
Yep. Now it's PC. Pretty cool. Yeah, so her father told me, look, if you guys really think you're ready to be married, you should go to Temptation Island. Me and my wife did it when we were kids.
And it would be funny if Temptation Island has always existed and Fox just found it.
Yeah,
like, it's
yeah,
not, they
no,
didn't
that's,
come
that's the thing. Temptation Island is still out there.
Oh,
they, just,
yeah, yeah.
They just didn't think that it was getting good ratings.
That's what the CIA has a lot of influence on Temptation Island.
So now people do it for the strength of the relationship, not the exposure anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People just go there. It's like a resort. and if you're on your hall pass, that's a destination city.
Oh, my God. Owen Wilson should have gone there. He wouldn't have killed himself. Failed. He tried. He failed.
yeah, man. That's too bad about Owen Wilson. I mean, trying to kill himself. I like Owen Wilson. He seems like
me too. He's a good man.
Seems like a good guy. He's got that weird nose. He looks a lot like Rory Scovel.
They do look similar.
Rory Scovel said that he gets confused for him a lot.
Interesting.
Really? Like people will be like, "Oh my God, I love you" to Rory, but they're actually meaning Owen Wilson.
Do you think they do that to Owen Wilson? Like, oh, I love you on TBS ground floor.
I get that a lot where people are like, I love you on Mad Men. And people...
Oh,
they
think you're Joan?
I got them big old titties.
Damn, Daniel.
Locker room talk. Previously on Locker Room Talk.
Look at my nipples. I'm Tom.
I got that ass.
Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom.
Back in the 60s, they had that ass.
Damn, they don't make them like they used
they
to.
Had that ass.
Are you all right?
Sorry, I was choking on coffee.
Pow.
Pow. I just shit my fucking pants, bitch.
Why did it take you like 3 seconds to say pants? I shit my fucking pants.
Well, because I'm not wearing any.
A lot of stuff lately.
Well, if you look under the table, I'm nude from the. I just shit the chair.
Oh, no.
I thought you were going to say if you look under the table or your chair, there's shit under
the table. If you look at the under the table, I'm drinking
shit.
Under it.
Yeah, some weird open.
I haven't. Look, we were talking about something. It's like, oh, Temptation Island. Yep. Yeah. So,
we
anyway.
Need to get back to that.
So, yeah, me and my fiance go to Temptation Island. Next thing I know, she's sucking some gabagool's dick.
Wait, are there Italians there?
Yeah, that's. It's very Italian.
Oh,
Island.
A lot of tracksuits.
You know what they say when you're in Temptation Island? Fuck your family.
I talk with my hands. I was just telling her she had a nice ass.
Yeah. So, and I'm getting blown left and right. It was a bad situation over there. So, yeah, that's how it happened. God damn it! How did we get onto Temptation Island?
Do you think the Temptations?
I don't know how anyone got off.
The fuck. Yeah, now I only date younger ladies who aren't allowed there. So
they're not allowed to fly unaccompanied.
Yeah. Like, so you can show my lap, I guess. But yeah.
Oh my god! Or they throw her in the bottom with the dogs. That should be an opportunity.
There ain't no kiddie pool in Temptation Island.
We gotta have Andrew on to talk about that dog sucking his dick or whatever.
Yeah, the funniest. So Andrew Collin posted a status.
He's a previous
said,
guest.
The first line of the status. My dog sucked my cock when I was 5. That's the opener.
And then he's like, I'm going to delete this. It's very embarrassing.
But he kept it up.
He kept it up. And he's like, this is so embarrassing. He's like, you're writing this, man.
So and it's not like he had to. It's not like, we need you to come clean about something. Nobody
you know,
was clamoring
and you know
for
me.
This.
I always come clean.
He was at my show last night. And I go, Andrew, that, like, I can't believe you wrote that. He goes, man, it was a satire. Like, you do not know what that word means.
Check out Andrew's podcast, Happily Never After. I guess it's blowing up.
Also, he came into the show, and I went up to like the desk to comp him, make sure you get him free. I go, oh, yeah, he's on the show. And he goes, no, I'm not. I'm like, Andrew, I'm trying to get you in for free. What are you talking about, dude? Like, God damn it.
I'm broke.
He writes him like a $5 check. This'll bounce.
I love that man. He's gonna be on again soon. But yeah, check out Happily Never After. They're blowing up. It's him and Mara Merrick. That's what I thought.
Very funny people.
Very good. Speaking of funny people,
let's
what
have
a film.
Extra hour and a half.
Previously on Funny People, Adam Sandler finds out he's dying.
Oh, I'm dying.
I shall I do.
That's what I was trying to do.
How bad do you think it is? Hallelujah.
It would be easy if he played it like that. That would have been amazing.
I would have loved that film.
I actually love that movie.
You loved it?
I love it. I know it's too long, but.
It's too long. Too damn long. Like Connor's dick.
Ooh, no.
Too damn long.
That's just right.
Dick's too damn long.
Car
really
too big.
It's driving me crazy thinking of how we got to Temptation Island. What were we talking about?
I shoehorned it in the most conversations. Really? Yeah,
maybe we should let it go.
Like Frozen.
Let it go. Previously
January's
on Frozen.
January's Temptation Island Awareness Month.
Oh, I'm a cold bitch.
Brr.
Oh, ooh, somebody spank me.
We haven't even gotten to our sponsors yet.
Oh, shit.
I just realized that. It is sponsor time. Sponsors.
Previously on Sponsor Time.
Pete Holmes Weed Poems.
Do you understand? It's a callback. Previous episode. Check some happy checks.
What?
Andrew Collin sucks the dog's dick.
No, it's the other one. When we were kids, my mom had to tell my brother not to fuck
the
dog. Yeah. We were kids. That was the one rule. We weren't allowed to listen to Pete Holmes' podcast because they talk about God too much.
You're not going to be a weirdo.
Oh, man, the dick princesses. Oh, yeah, we were talking about your picture. Yeah, I guess that we
can
move on
from
that.
Hot guy, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, beauty subjective.
Beauty bar is subjective.
Thank
on
you.
Whether or not it's a good place to perform sometimes.
I would say I'm betting about, I'd say it's like 75% of the time I enjoy
good.
Myself there.
I agree. Yeah. I agree with that. I think the, let's not go.
But that's a combination
of,
yeah.
This is Inside B-Ball. Nobody talks about Inside Basketball except for, what the fuck is that guy? God damn it. The Inside Hoops guy. Amar, no. Fuck.
What?
You don't know Inside Hoops? With Ahmad Rashad. That's it. Yeah.
Inside Ahmad Rashad.
I said nobody's
Rashad
talking
Schumer.
Inside basketball except for Ahmad Rashad. Fuck.
Yeah.
Name a sponsor, Connor. Who'd you bring? Who's sponsoring you for this episode?
Well, in the wake of the FX miniseries about O.J. Simpson, they have a new...
O.J. who?
O.J. Simpson.
Simpson.
Simpson. O.J. Simpson. They have a new miniseries in the same light. It's called Johnny Cash Back.
Oh.
And it's about the little-known credit card fraud of Johnny Cash.
Ah.
It's an 8-part series. The part of Johnny Cash is played by Shia LaBeouf.
Ooh.
And, it's going to be a real good one. He shot a man in Reno just to watch
just
him
to
die.
Just to watch him die?
And take all of his information.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
People didn't hear that version of the song.
I used to be a Shia LaBeouf impersonator, and I called myself Shia LaBluff. How do you feel about that, Connor?
I think there are some
Speak
holes
that.
In that joke.
What, you were bluffing about being an impersonator?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Shia LaBeouf apologist.
No, Shia LaBluff. Speak to that, Connor.
You know what? That's
what's
a
your, God damn it! What's the,
that's a real niche market.
Yeah, call me Odd Stevens.
Oh no,
Tommy, you bring a sponsor today?
Yeah, it's weird that this guy got brought up because it's I want your bod with Ahmad Rashad. It's where he gets different. He finds someone whose body he thinks is hot, and he makes them train him for a year. That's the show. Try to get his bod to look as much like their bod.
That's weird because we have another sponsor this week. It's Axe Body Weapons. It's an axe that you hurt people with.
It's mostly a real throwback.
Oh God damn it! My phone fell again. Luckily, I turned the sound off on it.
So it's like the normal axe commercial where like the guy steals the other guy's girl, but then the guy who got his girl stolen just pulls
yeah,
out an axe.
Yeah, he's like mentally unstable. Some would call him legally bonkers.
Oh, I have one more too.
Oh,
it's
yeah?
called a Hannibal Lecter animal furnace. And it's an actual furnace. You put animals
you put
and people
animals
in. Yeah.
Oh man, these are some weird products we have this day.
What about you? What do you got?
Oh, I just said. Well, I said one of them, but we also have a couple more here. We have Veep, of course. A lot of people like the show Veep, but this is a new show on Skinamax called Veep. It's a Vice President I'd Like to Fuck, and it's nice. it's about Bill Clinton. It's really not well produced because originally they thought Hillary was gonna win. They were so sure about it, you know, the liberal media tried to shoehorn her in, it's all about the vice.
It's
he
like
would have been the vice president.
He's been
he
the first
been
man.
The first lady.
First
PC,
lady.
PC,
oh,
PC,
shit.
PC.
Yeah. No PC.
It's like our era's version of Man in the High Castle.
Yeah.
What if Hillary would have won?
Yep.
Oh, I actually remember one more that I forgot.
Oh, yeah?
Throw it at me.
It's Temptation Island of the Misfit Toys. That's where all those toys. Fuck.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, those are our sponsors for this week. I think that's going to be all the sponsors.
We're rich now.
We are loaded.
We have so many sponsors.
Well,
so many
I don't
checks.
Know what the payment plan is for a lot of these. I know VPILF said that they'd give us college credit, but I don't know. Are you in college, Connor?
No, not anymore.
Shit.
But those college girls stay the same age.
I go to Last Chance U, but that's because I'm a star quarterback.
I go to Last Chance A&M. That's so
shit.
Crazy. Yeah.
I go to Last Chance Tech.
I go to Last Chance Community.
Those are our sponsors. Guys, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back with Girls Night. All right, welcome back to Girls Night. Connor had to leave to go watch somebody fuck his wife.
Thank God.
Fuck my wife, please.
That's my favorite CISO okay. show.
With the cucks. Wait, no.
Cuckrin. Cucks.
See so horny. Anyways, sorry, they make us say that we're sponsored.
Previously on See So Horny.
Oh, I am coming now. Ooh, doggy. Speaking of coming, coming to a computer near you. Fuck my wife, please. I've been trying to, Tommy, you know this, I've been trying to take some acting classes and stuff lately, because my manager sent me out for the part of unattractive man.
And you know, it's the manager at the Panera you work
at,
right?
That's true, yeah. My manager sent me out of the place. He sent me out, he goes, you need to act, you got the bug.
It's New York, everyone's
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I got the bed bug, I got the acting bed bugs. yeah, you know, I've been going out for big parts lately, and
unattractive man. So funny.
I got a big audition coming up, and you know, with a lot of these auditions, you should run lines with friends before.
You know who had a big audition? Tom Hanks.
Is that right?
Oh, he got that part in Big. Yeah.
You don't think that was an offer?
That's a good point.
It probably wasn't. I want to be the big man. It's weird to think of Arnold Schwarzenegger auditioning for things, you know? Like, he has to go in and try out for the... What do you think it would be like if he auditioned for the part of the big man?
Oh, no! I'm a child in the man's body, the governor! Oh, no! Zoltar don't like me! I fucked a Spanish lady!
It sounds like Bobcat Goldthwait.
She had my baby. Oh, no, I'm the twin.
It is so hacky to do that, but it's so fun, too.
Celebrity Apprentice. Oh, no.
I like that he's panicking about everything.
Oh, no. Ay, ay, ay.
I have to host.
I'm the host of SNL. Will Ferrell, very funny.
He was the only host who talked about how funny everyone was in his monologue.
Will Ferrell, you're making me laugh too hard.
sorry, I was stuck there. Oh, man. Did you know that if the New Year's baby flips you off, it's six more weeks of 2016.
Oh, wow.
I thought that tweet should have gotten more, to be honest. anyways, I'm dating the New Year's baby.
Oh, my God.
I got this big audition coming up, and Tommy, if you wouldn't mind helping me by reading some lines with me, I'm just really nervous, and I want to do a good job, so, the way we do this is, I sent you the script
right
before this, and,
You sent it to me on Grindr, which was weird, but...
I just sent it to everybody on Growler, also,
yeah, Growler
within 5 miles, or within 1 mile, I spent $5. Oh... So I'm going to have you read the part.
Sorry, is this bit you came up with boring you?
Yeah, I'm tired, man. I'm tired, dog. Woo. So I'm going to have you read the other part. The scene is that we're in a park, and we're sitting on a bench together. See ya, Connor. Connor's going to go get fucked. So, Tommy, the first lines are yours, so if you want to go ahead and read. I'm going to...
Are you doing
you
the stage
directions? After. I mean, there's only... There's only the first stage directions. There's nothing after that.
Joel Schwarzenegger's going to read them.
That's true.
Arnold, do you mind doing those stage directions?
Sure.
Oh, no. Tommy and Tom sit on a park bench together.
So this is in a park. Tommy, go ahead.
So if I asked you about art, you'd probably give me the skinny on every art book ever written. Michelangelo? You know a lot about him.
Yes.
Life's work, political aspirations, him and the Pope, sexual orientation, the whole works, right? But I bet you can't tell me what it smells like in the Sistine Chapel. You've never actually stood there and looked up at that beautiful ceiling, seen that. If I asked you about women, you'd probably give me a syllabus of your personal favorites. You may have even been laid a few times.
Hell yeah.
But you can tell me what you can't tell me what it feels like to wake up to next to a woman and feel truly happy. You're a tough kid. I ask you about war, you'd probably throw Shakespeare at me, right? Once more into the breach, dear friends. But you've never been near one. You've never held your best friend's head in your lap and watched him gasp his last breath looking to you for help. And if I asked you about love, you'd probably quote me a sonnet. But you've never looked at a woman and been totally vulnerable, knowing someone could level you with her eyes, feeling like God put an angel on this earth just for you, who could rescue you from the depths of hell. And you wouldn't know what it's like to be her angel and to have that love for her to be there forever.
No homo.
Through anything, through cancer. Ew. You wouldn't know about sleeping, sitting up in a hospital room for 2 months, holding her hand because the doctors could see in your eyes that the term visiting hours don't apply to you. You don't know about real loss, because that only occurs when you love something more than you love yourself. I doubt you've ever dared to love anybody that much. I look at you. I don't see an intelligent, confident man. I see a cocky, scared, shitless kid. But you're a genius, Will. No one denies that. No one could possibly understand the depths of you. Because you presume to know everything about me because you saw a painting of mine, you ripped my fucking life apart.
Get fucked.
You're an orphan, right?
My dad did.
You think I know the first thing about how hard your life has been, how you feel, how you are, because you read Oliver Twist? Does that encapsulate you? Personally, I don't give a shit about all that, because you know what? I can't learn anything from you. I can't read some fucking book unless you want to talk about you, who you are, and I'm fascinated. I'm in. But you don't want to do that, do you, sport? You're terrified of what you might say. Your move, chief.
Oh, I'm the chief, huh? Standing Rock.
I have some notes.
I have some notes for you, too.
I didn't see Standing Rock anywhere in that script.
Well, it says make Native American noises in parentheses in the script.
You interpreted Native American noises as just saying the word Standing Rock.
North Dakota Pipeline, get fucked. That's what it says to do. I don't know.
I mean, it doesn't say be racist.
Well, no, it does say that. I'm sorry. Those are my notes.
Oh. So what are your notes for me, Hotshot?
Your notes? Be better. It gets better. And by
you.
It, I mean you. And by gets, I mean better get.
I was doing that Method Man acting.
Oh, shit. How high?
M-E-T-H-O-D. Acting.
Oh, fuck. I was doing that Red Man acting towards the end, yeah.
That's a great joke.
Man, that really came together well. Woo, doggy. That was
What's
my
that
audition.
From?
That's Oh, I forgot the... there's one more line in here. It says, get well soon, Robin. Well, I guess he didn't hear that part. Oof. Boy, that was a fun bit we just did.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful bit.
What a bit. What a bit.
What a mighty young bit.
Did I get it now? Man, the podcast is so much better now that Connor's gone.
Yeah. You really feel a release, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like him coming. We put him down. He listens to the parts where we make fun of him and he jerks off about it in the rat room with Jordan.
With my curtain.
We talked a little bit about what you did last night. Have you been doing Soap January at all? You drank last night.
I did.
Is that like a lapse or are you doing the Soap January?
I was kind of thinking about doing it, but I was never like, I need to do it. Because I took a month off in November.
Oh.
So I was like, I already did.
I bet that was a long November.
I really basically just took off your birthday party
to make
you feel
right.
bad.
What the fuck was that? And then I see pictures of you drinking at Connor's birthday. Although I do understand, Connor's birthday was probably very boring.
You need a drink to get through that. Yeah. Oh, my God. That guy is a pill. And not the kind you mash up and take in the bathroom. I'll tell you that much.
Wait, do you have ED? Get help.
Get tested. Get tested for ED.
The doctor's just like, look at me and get hard.
If you can't get hard right now, you got it.
He's just like showing you his abs.
No, they should show you that picture of me on Instagram, McNanny folks.
I think it's so funny that the doctor, like, it's like a hot lady, and she's like, well, if you're not hard right now, you must have ED. What are you, fucking gay? Like, it's a mean doctor.
Connor would love that.
Oh, yeah. That's the only thing that gets Connor hard. Connor was bragging about how he never has trouble getting hard.
When did that come up?
I don't remember. I think it might have been off pod. It's non-canon. It's non-canonical. It's non-canonical.
Next week on Girls
Night. No more Girls Night. No more Mr. Girls Night. Woo! Guys, we're going to do this weekly now. It's going to be out on Mondays. So, because
previously
used to
we've
it.
Done it W-E-A-K-L-Y.
Weekly. we've had Mono on this podcast.
Yes, fuck. Queen.
So you weren't doing soap jam.
Yeah, how's it going for you?
It's very hard.
Trying?
This is probably the first time we've recorded two episodes back-to-back where I haven't drank since recording.
Because
we did this January 1st, right?
Do you feel do you feel positive effects?
Kind of, but it's mostly just boring. Like,
yeah,
you know what it is, it's not like I need to drink by any means, but it's like doing comedy, you're offered a lot of free drinks. Mm-hmm. Like last night, here's the situation I got into last night. I go to this show that is by all means horrible. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I go to one show that's fun, and then the next show it's just. And I had a ginger beer at the first show, which is a good substitute.
Was it Gosling's?
It was. Yeah, yeah. It was. I love that. It's a. It drives me nuts. I'm gonna go to La La Land looking fresh faced because of all the ginger beer. It actually wasn't Gosling's. I don't remember what brand it was. It was, but it was delicious. But it just
are you
it
sure
gives
it wasn't
me a
just
little
a beer.
Oh no!
Because I call Killian's Irish Red ginger beer.
Oh shit! Well done.
Pretty clever.
Clever. Not
girl.
A bad bit. Clever girl. That's not PC anymore. Clever girl. Clever. Why do you have to gender it? Clever girls can't use my bathroom in North Carolina.
Now, Lena Dunham should make a show called Clever Girls. It's like them if they weren't idiots.
They're fucking stupid.
Hey, Marnie, grow up.
For real. For real, though. Stop having your dad pay for all your shit.
That's a liar.
So last night I'm doing the show that it's just like, like there's nobody there. So there's really no point for me to do anything. But I was like, it was a fun hang. But then everybody's drinking and they give, like, they were like, oh, we can get you a drink. And I was like, I'm doing sober January. And then I bought a Diet Coke instead. $3 for this damn Diet
Ridiculous.
Coke. $3.
Ridiculous.
I got a little confess here. I tipped the guy on a glass of water. Didn't tip him on that $3 Diet Coke.
No, that's the tip is built into the price.
I think $3 Diet Coke is a tip because you could it's like 10 cents for the. I think it's less than that. I want to say it's like 2 cents for him to spray a little Coke in
one
there.
One time I was at Over the 8 and I tried to buy Diet Coke. He goes, oh, you don't have to pay for soda. What a nice guy.
That's what it. I think that that's the move. I don't assume, but I think a dollar. Charge me a dollar for a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
That's fine. But $3, there's beers that are that expensive.
Even two, it's a bar. I'll accept that.
Yeah, I'll take two, but three is too much. Three for what? Soda water makes me even angrier when I get that, and they charge me three. That's why I love Pine Box Rock Shop. If you're in Brooklyn, go there. Sweet bartenders, they've
think
always
I'll
given
go
it to,
to
me
Brooklyn. That's Tom Brady original.
Yeah.
Give me credit.
Tired of the city. Go over to Pine Box Rock Shop. Some snow would be nice.
You can do a soda water thing, tie it together.
What's that? Yeah. That would have made more sense. Some soda water would be nice. Didn't think of that.
This is what you can expect on Weekly Girls Night. A lot of.
Previously on Girls Night.
Waka waka.
Man, thank you guys for listening to this. We're going to do one more thing here. We haven't done this in a while, but I took to posting on Craigslist again because I got really bored in Portland. I think I'll go to Portland, get bored of the city. I posted a Craigslist ad on there because I got bored in the hotel room. We got snowed in Portland, which was wild. So if you're a new listener, what I used to do a lot on this podcast is post really the most, not the most absurd, but I'd post absurd things on Craigslist, mm-hmm. under casual encounters, which is the fuck part of Craigslist.
It's the Temptation Island of Craigslist.
Exactly, yeah. And so I would post things like, my dad's dead and I want you to fuck me on his grave. Stuff like that, and see if people would respond. And I post as a woman, because that's the only way to get any responses. But this one I posted, it's not even sexual. This one's wild to me, because one of them was that I was a car. I died, and my ghost took over a car, and I want you to fuck my gas tank or something.
That was... But you were saying that's the role play, or you're saying
they
that's
thought
real?
It was role play. That's the thing. People just will assume whatever they want. Yeah. But I was saying this is reality. So this one, the subject is, want to dress up like Trump and let me fart on you? And then I said, this is my fetish. No sex, just you dressed up like Trump and I fart on you. Let me know if you're interested. Maybe could lead to more if you look hot dressed as Trump.
Oh my
Send
God.
Pics of you looking like him, please.
No.
Honestly, I could see myself getting really turned on by this. I will be eating a burrito and drinking coffee all day, so it could be a pretty rough part. Should only last about a minute, so won't take up too much of your day.
Sounds like about a minute of your day.
Yeah. Not a lot. I think, but I posted that, and I was like, who would respond to that? Because it's not even about fucking. Like, I mean, there's like... the possibility that she could get turned on or whatever.
Well, you know that line from The Departed? It's fucking or farting. When you're on the side of a loaded gun, what's the difference?
I did not know that quote. I've never seen that movie.
For real?
Have you seen Departed? I'm sorry. I don't like
poop
humor.
He hosts the Knitting Factor.
That's true. Wait, what? Kenny Departed, of course. Ooh. Oh, I see. What the fuck is this? I got a couple of emails here.
Did you get pics?
Let's see. I did get a couple of pics, but none of them... I got a pic of just Trump once. Let's see. Oh, my God. This one's creepy. But it's this one... If they don't say something specifically about my post, I just don't really pay attention to it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I got into a political argument with this guy. Awesome ad. So much lol. Can't tell if you're serious or not, but regardless, you made me smile. Thought this pic might turn you on. That's the thing. They still sense that, like, they still kind of want to fuck you.
Mm.
Hi, I have a fart fetish for real.
Oh, no.
I will pay you for it if you are hot.
You should send pics of yourself in a wig eating a burrito.
I will dress up like Trump and let you fart if I can see your bush in the process from the front, the side, or behind, especially if you have a hairy ass. Ugh.
He should have put no pun intended after bush, right?
Yeah. Here's one. This feels racist. Oh, no, I said that. It says, yes, please, and then you can dress up like Hillary, and I will drop an Obama on you.
Ew. Ugh.
It's always been a fantasy of mine to poop on snowflakes.
Oh,
I just got that.
Oh, he's alt-right.
I just got that. I didn't...
This might be from Counter. Wait, is that C. Delahanty? At Gmail?
C. Delahanty at boring.com. How did he get that website?
Boring.com.
Let's see. There's one where I was arguing with this person about politics, but I can't.
I like that
find
you do
that.
These with. Oh, it's the okay. Never mind.
It's under the girls.
Yeah,
night.
I was just gonna say. Is this really? Are you g-chatting with these people?
Just curious. Are you turned on by farting, sex in general? What does that mean?
Like
men smelling your.
Ew.
Yeah. So the thing is, I don't have a strong stomach for these. I don't like this type of shit.
Then
I don't
you
know,
must have ED.
Yeah, I have ED. I mean, I jerk off to most of these, but I'm going to marry you, freak.
Oh, wow.
That's a good
Eric.
One. There's one that I really liked where it was just somebody saying, like, this isn't my cup of tea, but have fun and be safe.
Just like the nice dad.
Yeah, it's just so weird. Let's see if this is that one. Nice ass. So that's send in if you want to do some Craigslist pranks. If you... send me some screen caps or just forward some emails to girlsnightbrady@gmail.com. I'll read them on the podcast. And guys, I think, I don't know if we have announced this. Tommy, you're the official co-host of this podcast.
Hey,
now.
That's
I don't
exciting.
I don't know if I've said that before. I'm going to change the logo and put your name
just
on it.
Just my
too.
Picture?
Yeah, it's going to be that picture of you with Nick
Nanny.
Oh,
hell yeah.
But guys, tweet at us, send us pics. We don't have a Twitter handle for the podcast, but we do have a Facebook page. It's Girls Night with Tom Brady right now. I'm probably going to change it and add old T-Mac's name in there.
That makes me happy.
Tommy, any final thoughts?
No, I don't got it.
Anything you want to leave the people with? New year, new you.
Oh, new year. Here's something to think about in the new year. If a guy tells you you're busted, don't let that ruin your year like I did last year.
Did that ruin your year?
I spent my whole year hanging my head. And this year,
you should.
I'm going to hang my head up.
This year, I'm going to hang my head on a noose.
Noose here, noose you.
All right, guys. Keep it crunchy. Thanks for listening. Have a good girls' night. Bye.